KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, where giving is more than a gift, it's an investment in the place we call home. For 35 years, we've connected generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula, providing more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships. Your gift supports students, strengthens nonprofits, and creates a legacy for the future. Give today or plan a gift for tomorrow by visiting homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation, building community through generosity.
Today is Friday, December 19th, 2025. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, Homer Port and Harbor staff trained last week in emergency medical response. The 40-hour Emergency Trauma Technician, or ETT, course teaches basic life support skills for first responders, particularly in places where medical help may be delayed. Deputy Harbormaster Aaron Glidden says it goes beyond CPR and first aid, but stops short of EMT. He says crews practiced techniques to stabilize patients until emergency medical services arrive.
Our staff are trained to, like, you know, do some initial assessments and interventions to try to stave off bleeding and splint bones and that sort of thing. Managing airways, taking vitals, treating maybe like some diabetic emergencies or recognizing signs of stroke and maybe administering oxygen.
Glidden says a member of the Homer Fire Department taught the course locally. State documentation notes the ETT credential is not a state medical license. Glidden says harbor officers do not act as paramedics, but often arrive first when someone is injured on the docks. These steps fill the gap while an ambulance travels several miles from the station to reach the harbor at the end of the Homer Spit.
Which sometimes can be 10, 15 minutes, which is a very long time if you're having like a worst day of your life type situation.
Glidden says the training is required for Harbor Officer 2 and for promotion from Officer 1. He says the department also offers it to all staff every few years. And in other news, Governor Mike Dunleavy is dropping a longtime priority ahead of next year's legislative session. At his annual holiday open house last week, Dunleavy told reporters he isn't planning to revive his push to reform the state's schools.
You know, I've always said this for year after year after year, that once the issue of money is settled, nobody wants to talk about policy. So unfortunately for us, I think we're going to skip over that this year. Not from my perspective, but I don't think the legislature, enough of the people in the legislature, really have a desire to fix the outcomes.
Improving the state's public schools was the top issue in the last two legislative sessions. Dunleavy vetoed a series of bills seeking to boost public school funding, saying they didn't do enough to improve student performance. He instead called for a variety of reforms that he said would help Alaska's lower test scores, in part by boosting charter schools and correspondence homeschools. But lawmakers overcame Dunleavy's vetoes to break the stalemate earlier this year. Sitka Independent Representative Rebecca Himshute co-chairs the State House Education Committee. She says lawmakers will continue to look at ways to boost students' test scores, even with budgets expected to be tight this year.
We need to ensure the best value for the dollar. Obviously, accountability is very important. At the same time, we need to make sure that our kids have opportunities. And if we look to other states, there's a lot going on in other states that we could be doing here in Alaska.
She says she'd also like to see a smaller boost to public school funding this year to keep up with inflation. Representative Andy Story, a Juneau Democrat who also co-chairs the House Education Committee, says she wants lawmakers to override Dunleavy's veto of a corporate tax bill tied to education funding.
Those dollars are scheduled to go for reading intervention and career tech. And that would just, to me, be a game changer.
Backers pitched the tax bill as a way to extract more state money from outside tech companies who sell to Alaskans. Dunleavy said he couldn't support it without a larger fiscal plan. Dunleavy said he hoped lawmakers would pass a bill that would create a pilot program of schools run by Alaska Native tribes. But Dunleavy told reporters his main goal for his final year are largely in other areas, including a forthcoming fiscal plan and preparation for a possible North Slope gas pipeline. Lawmakers reconvene in Juneau on January 20th. And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@kbbi.org. Homer sunrise this morning will be at 10.03 a.m., sunset will be at 4.03 p.m., for a total of 5 hours, 59 minutes of daylight. That's a loss of 23 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 10.04 a.m. Seward sunrise this morning will be at 9.59 a.m., sunset at 3.50 p.m., for a total of 5 hours, 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 24 seconds from yesterday. And sunrise tomorrow will be at 10 a.m. This morning on KBBI, tune in at 9 a.m. for Slack Tide with Chloe, at 1 p.m. Potluck with Dave Eckward, and at 7 p.m. Faking Friday, hosted by David Snyder. Then at 9 p.m., Blues Etc. with J.O. Tickets for KBBI's Frostival are now available on our website, kbbi.org. Join us on Saturday, January 10th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Porcupine Theater for this event celebrating KBBI, live music, and you, our many wonderful supporters. Silent auction and door prizes, and music provided by KP Brass Band and Uplift. Ticket, beer, and wine sales all benefit KBBI. For listening, and good morning.